Tech Leading Safely podcast. I'm Chris Bellina, going solo on this one for an impromptu in between our normal podcast date drops, talking about a very important subject to everybody, especially those with children. And it's back to school month, as we know, end of August, early September. So that's what this podcast is completely about, and that is safety in school. Okay. So there's a lot of it has to do with, you know, transportation safety, where there's always a lot of issues. So this is a really good podcast to sit down with your children and just, you know, have them listen to this and really reinforce some of these safety tips. They're crucially important. So I'm going to go through them real quick, and you know, hopefully you get something out of this. It's extremely important. You can also read these on Facebook page for Hashtag Safety Management, on LinkedIn and our other social media, but it's also good to hear it too, because good luck getting a seven-year-old to sit and read it. Probably better that they want to hear it. All right, so as summer draws to a close and children start heading back to school, as you know, family life can get hectic. You know, I could definitely attest to that. So it's important to remember and share with your children some key tips that will keep them safe and healthy throughout the school year. So let's start with transportation safety tips. And like I said, that's a huge, huge thing. You know, very high percentage of children take transportation to school. So here we go. So whether they walk, ride their bicycle, or take the bus to school, it's extremely important that they take proper safety precautions. And here's some of the tips that make sure your child safely travels to school. So for those who walk to school, as you know, all of our parents walked uphill both ways in the snow to school. So take that into consideration. But anyway, seriously, you know, walk on the sidewalk, if one's available. But when on a street with no sidewalks, walk facing the traffic. Never knew that. Before you cross the street, stop and look left, right, left again to see if cars are coming. Simple thing that we all think we do, and how many times we watch our children not do it. Make eye contact with drivers before crossing, and always cross streets at crosswalks or intersections. Now, in developments, this could be difficult, but again, making that eye contact, making sure the driver sees your child, that is humongous, because we know today all the distractions that are in a vehicle. People text, people are on the phone, people are not focused. So make sure to make eye contact so they see your child. And stay alert and avoid distracted walking, which means keep your eyes up and off your phones while you're walking and to the bus stop or on the bus or off the bus. Extremely important to stay focused and make sure your eyes are on your surroundings. So that way you know, less chance of you creating an issue by walking in front of a car, a bus, falling off the curb, walking into a stop sign, which I've seen happen. So definitely keep your eyes up. Now, for children who bike to school, ride on the side of the road with traffic and in single file. Okay, you don't need to be by your friend. As fun as that is when you're hanging out in the neighborhood, but when you're riding your bike to school, you're going to be in a situation where cars are coming. So just stay single file. Come to a complete stop before crossing the street. Walk bikes across the street. I know it's an extra step, but definitely one that's going to keep you safe. Stay alert and avoid distracted riding. Just like when you're walking, head up, keep an eye on your surroundings. Yeah, it's great. You want to talk to your friends and have fun. But the first and priority for everyone should be safely getting to your destination, which in this case is school. Make sure your child always wears a properly fitted helmet and bright clothing. You know, properly fitting helmet is huge. If, you know, God forbid they fall and hit their head, you want to make sure that helmet is secure and fitting them properly so there's less chance of an injury. And bright clothes, that's obvious. Some days are gloomy. It's always good for them to stand out with bright colors. You know, they may not love it, but it's about safety. They can take it off when they get to school. Now, for children who take the bus to school, go to the bus stop with your child to teach them the proper way to get on and off the bus. Now, I had the luxury of being able to get my kids on the bus for 8 years between the two kids, and this was crucial for me. Teach your children to stand 6 feet or three giant steps away from the curb. You never know what could happen. Buses do lose control. Cars lose control. I've seen bus drivers yell at kids, rightfully so, who are already walking to the bus to get on it at the curb and off the curb before that bus comes to a complete stop. That is a big, big, big no-no. You never know what can happen. Please think that. If your child must cross the street in front of the bus, teach him or her to walk on the side of the road until they are 10 feet ahead of the bus. Your child and the bus driver should always be able to see each other. So, you know, buses are high, kids are small. Very rarely are you going to have someone who's taller than in front of a bus. So, you know, you need to be able to see the bus driver. So if you're too close to the bus, you won't be able to. So that's your key. And that's crucial. Again, you never know. The bus driver may accidentally, her foot may come off the brake. Definitely don't go behind the bus. So these are definitely factors you have to take into consideration. And I'm going to tell two very, very, very grim stories here. One from when I was a kid and one from when my young daughters went to school. I must have been six or seven. And I came home from school one day and my mother was in tears, which is a very unusual thing to come home and see your mother in tears. So other than, you know, smacking me or, you know, yelling at me, she actually gave, you know, me and my brother and I huge hugs. This is obviously an odd thing. So, curious, you know, 6 or 7 or five-year-old, whatever I was at the time, what was going on. She said that there was an accident with a bus and a child our age had a piece of homework or paper go under the bus. And you know where this is going. The child, and you know, you have to hear these stories to make it ring sometimes, went under the bus to pick up his piece of paper. And obviously the bus driver did not see him, and we know what happened there. So that was, you know, my mother having small kids related to that. Here's the nut. So in my neighborhood, in my children's school district, we had a similar tragedy. And this is because a child was running late to school on a rainy day, decided to sprint or run to the school or to the bus, slipped, went under the bus. Bus did not see him. Bus, we know what happened there. So that's another safety tip. Give yourself and your children enough time to safely get to the bus stop or safely walk to school so they're not rushing. Safely ride their bike to the school. Get up that extra 5 or 10 minutes early to ensure you give yourself enough time to be safe. So that's for the transportation part of it. There's also just basic safety tips. You know, choose a backpack for your child carefully. It should have ergonomically designed and have features to enhance safety and comfort. I know we all want the cool backpack. I can't tell you how many different character backpacks I have given away at charity events, looking at it saying, you know, how did my kids, you know, wear this backpack? It looks so uncomfortable, but it was cool looking. Well, maybe we ought to displace cool for, you know, something that's ergonomically designed so they're not hurting trying to carry the backpack. Ask your children to use both straps when wearing their backpack to evenly distribute weight on their shoulder. Yeah, you know, and it's amazing how much stuff they put in. So to have it on both shoulders just helps with support, you know, can not cause an injury or, you know, soreness by carrying it on one shoulder. You know, when we get to, you know, high school and college, good luck with that. But, you know, as they're younger, you want to make sure they're wearing it on the strap on both shoulders. Don't overstuff a backpack. It should weigh no more than 5% to 10% of your child's body weight. I wish somebody would have told my wife this. I've seen my kids' backpacks filled where they were looking to go climb Mount Everest. The things that get jammed in, especially in the beginning of the school year, the things that got jammed into my kids' backpacks probably wasn't good. And at times I thought they were going to tip backwards as they were walking to the bus stop. Thankfully that didn't happen, but, you know, be conscious of that, especially in the beginning of the year. You try and jam everything in, tissues and pencil boxes and this and then lunch box and then water. You could do it in multiple days, trust me. Rolling backpacks should be used cautiously since they can create a trip hazard in crowded schools and hallways. So besides using them cautiously, as you're walking the hallways, please use caution, okay? Because you could easily trip over it. Again, head up, off the phone, and keep your eyes where you're going to avoid injuries as you're walking the hallways. to reduce strangulation hazards on playgrounds. Have your child leave necklaces and jackets with drawstrings at home. I know it's a step. It's an easy thing, but for them to forget, especially if they're wearing it, but if they have to wear their necklace or they have to wear something that, you know, could create a choking hazard or strangulation hazard, you know, get them in the routine of, you know, take it off, put it in your desk, put it in your locker before you go out because of what can happen. You know, I know it's like, you know, swimming upstream, but you know what? If you constantly reinforce it, you hope a light bulb goes off. And again, a few bumps and bruises can be expected when your child plays sports, but head injuries should never be ignored. Unlike when, you know, I was a kid, you know, it was as if you weren't bleeding, if something wasn't broken, you're okay. You know, that's not the case. Always make sure to listen to your child. If your child says something hurts, don't dismiss it. Even if they're, you know, constantly saying it, it's just important. Especially if they say their head hurts, you want to get it checked out. You want to make sure they're okay. So these are, you know, there's definitely other, besides this podcast and Haztech's Facebook page, there are all kinds of documents online that you could look at for safety with school. Again, I could probably go on for hours and hours, but I wanted to make this a quick one just because we are heading into that time of year and everything is crazy and we're trying to get things done. And we may not think about taking 10 or 15 minutes to go over safety with your children. You know what? Download the podcast, put it on play, have them sit down and listen to it. Ask them afterwards some questions about the podcast. Hey, you know, tell me about your backpack, or, you know, what direction, if you're walking to the bus or walking to school, what direction should you be walking? Give me some examples of hazards to make sure they have a full understanding of that. You know, maybe even print this out. I mean, look, you can never, ever take too many precautions when it comes to child safety, especially when it comes to school. You know, there's always tips online. Like I said, you can go to www.nationalsafetycouncil.org/school-safety/school-safety-home. So there's definite information there. Again, go on to the Haztech website, Haztech's Facebook page, and there's a lot of information that you can go over to, you know, just learn more other than a few tips that I, you know, just went over today. So I wish all your children the best of luck in school. Obviously, education is important, but so is safety. Safety always. So that is it for this podcast. We'll be back with Matt on the 1st with another great Leading Safely podcast with another great guest. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for making this podcast successful. And again, you can find more information about Haztech on www.haztechinc.com. Again, that's www.haztechinc.com. Have a great day, everybody. Be safe.